Imagine the baby whose voice you hear joining his or her family and getting diagnosed with human immunodeficiency virus HIV from the first week after birth, or from lack of appropriate care gets infected by the mother months after. The prevention of mother-to-child transmission of HIV, PMTCT, makes it absolutely possible for a mother who is HIV positive to birth HIV negative babies.
The first ever thing that crossed my mind was my baby. That was the first ever thing that crossed my mind, and not even my life. I was then fortunate to think aloud, so my counselor overheard me. And she said, no, nothing will happen to your baby. We are here for you. If only you will comply by what we are going to tell you. So I now ask her, is it possible that me with my status HIV positive can give birth to my baby and he's not infant? She said, it's possible. With the help of PMTCT, I now ask her, what is PMTCT? She told me prevention from mother to child transmission. And that if I undergo PMTCT process, my baby will come up negative. So when I gave birth to that baby at St. Luke's, intervention was done. The baby came up negative. I was very happy when I got the first results of early infant diagnosis that my baby was negative. Before that 18 months, I was already pregnant again. That prompted me to have another baby which came up negative, another one which came up negative.
Okay, so you're beginning to count now. So that's three?
Yes. After that, I got twins who are negative.
Wow.
And so the last one.
You're talking about five.
We are six in now. I have six children, and they are all negative.
The interview you just heard took place in 2021. Mrs. Rachel Ignatius is a mentor mom in South Nigeria. She lives in Uyo, Akwa Ibom State, and is the coordinator, Association of Women Living with HIV and AIDS, ASHWAN, in Akwa Ibom. She was diagnosed of HIV in 2005 and is inspiring other women to protect their young ones. Prevention of mother-to-child transmission of HIV, PMTCT, is a viable intervention. The message on PMTCT is one that ASHWAN preaches. They believe that more women in their group can achieve success by embracing the intervention. However, there are setbacks. This is a special report. Little Fingers, a story of HIV infection in Nigeria's southern state of Akwa Ibom. It's a reflection of how stigmatization and discrimination is driving new infections and more disturbing in infants. My name is Ima Dem. Mrs. Ignatius is worried about mothers diagnosed of HIV who are going into hiding. She says they are refusing to access care, leaving the babies in their womb at risk of contracting the virus. According to her, one of the reasons this is becoming a trend is due to stigmatization and discriminatory attitudes against persons living with the virus PLHIVs in Akwa Ibom State. The stories of women infected with HIV, particularly mothers who are expectant, is heart-wrenching. In pregnancy, the mothers are not only vulnerable, but the baby in their womb is even more at risk. With stigma and discrimination still a major concern, it makes the situation worse.
And a lot of people are afraid of disclosing their status. They don't want to lose their marriage. They end up infecting their children and infecting their husband. We have the case of a pregnant woman. Still, we are battling with it at West Itam Health Center. The woman has refused to come out. She has refused to accept her status. She has refused to take her drugs. So she's so afraid. She's so adamant because of fear of stigma and discrimination, fear of losing the home. At the end of it, she might end up infecting the child in the stomach because she's 4 months pregnant.
Statistics show that infants in the state are getting infected. Data obtained from one of the organizations implementing HIV interventions in the state, Excellence Community Education Welfare Scheme, ACUS, shows a disturbing number of infections in infants and children. The information from the non-governmental organization, which focuses on healthcare, Education and Poverty Reduction Across Africa establishes the 3,986 pediatrics who are less than 1 year old to children at age 15 are currently on HIV treatment, antiretroviral medication. These data shows that 53 babies are on medication from interventions by ACUs. 598 children aged 1 to 4 years are on treatment and others. These are the numbers in a pool of interventions from the organization, reflecting that the numbers in the state could be more. PMTCT is accessible to pregnant mothers infected with HIV across healthcare centers in local government areas of Akwa Ibom, and the services are supported by implementing partners who have a number of prevention and treatment services to cater to Akwa Ibom women.
Now, looking at our picture on our HIV profile as it states, it's still very worrisome. New infections are projected at 13,000 annually for the state. Now, the NICE survey projected that across our state, with our prevalence, we are going to be having about 13,000 new infections. Now, see the picture we had in 2023. 2,387. That's 5 years after the survey was done.
There you heard the voice of Dr. Edith Matthias. She is the prevention officer with Akwa Ibom's Agency for the Control of AIDS. She was speaking at a meeting held in September this year to inaugurate a gender response and human rights team for HIV control in the state. She reflected new infections recorded in 2023 with 12,000 new cases recorded. Akwa Ibom has, in successive years, maintained the number one position as a state with the highest burden of HIV in Nigeria, with the infection prevalence at 5.5%. However, a more recent survey, the Antiretroviral Therapy ART Impact Survey, carried out in September 2024, is expected to give a more current picture of the infection rate in the state. The Joint United Nations Programme on HIV and AIDS, UNAIDS, in its 2024 Global AIDS Update Report, indicates that in 2023, 4,000 new infections were seen in adolescent girls and young women, with sub-Saharan Africa contributing as much as 3,100 new infections to the numbers. The next voices you will hear are those of women living with HIV in Akwa Ibom State. Their voices have been tweaked for the purpose of this report. Do take a listen.
In 2020, I knew I was reactive. I started taking my drugs, and I don't think I can infect anybody since I've been on it too. So his own reason is that I am a dead person, that I want to kill him, that he cannot marry anyone that is reactive, that is HIV positive, and things like that. So I had to leave. I didn't fight him. I didn't do anything. But his problem now is that he's not going to allow our child to stay with me. That's so that we're not infecting. That is what he keeps saying. And even if you take my child anywhere, my child is negative. Even if you take me anywhere, I am TND, which is target not detected in me. He's been adamant on accepting that fact that there's nothing wrong with her child. And our child is negative.
This mother is fortunate to have a child in her custody. There have been efforts to take a child away from her. Her husband, who is walking away from the marriage because she is HIV positive, is held in a legal tussle for the custody of the child. He believes that the mother will infect the child with the virus. Another woman shares her story. This mother was not lucky. Her child was taken from her when he was barely 2 years old. It's about a decade now, and she has not been given access to the child. To the family of her late husband, who died from AIDS complicated illness, her crime is that she is HIV positive, and because of her status, she has been denied access to her own child for years now.
You want to take a drastic decision of which is going to affect me. I was like, father, what decision do you want to take? He said he wants to take the child from me, and the child was just 1 year and 9 months. I want to take the child with. I said, no, you can't. Because the siblings were there, it was just only me. So I couldn't fight them. I was crying and the child was crying. Long run, they took the child from me. I was there, only myself. The Reverend Father, the sister, said, why they take the child from me is because I am HIV positive. I'm going to infect the child. One of the policemen asked them that the statement they made is uncalled for. Who gave birth to the child you're talking about? Say she's the one. So, how is the child HIV positive? They said they don't know. I told the policeman, the child is not HIV positive, that there's nothing wrong with the child. So the man now cautioned them that they should not say a thing like that, that that is stigma. So even if I am HIV positive, do they need to come and say it in the police station that I'm HIV positive?
These stories are experiences some women living with HIV have to deal with. The story of stigma and discrimination gives a clear picture of how much the efforts made to achieve epidemic control can be ruined. A study carried out in 2021 on HIV-related stigmatization and discrimination by a USAID-funded HIV Implementing Partner Center for Clinical Care and Clinical Research, CCCRN, shows that the number of PLHIVs in Akwaibom who experience health-related stigma because of their HIV status is high. The survey was administered to 425 persons from 12 local government areas in the state, and it showed that about half of the numbers, that is, 215 PLHIVs, were denied access to health care services. The report was preceded by a study published by the Nigeria Demographic and Health Survey, NDHS, in 2018, which showed that 61% of Akwaibom residents showed discriminatory attitudes towards persons living with HIV. Here again is the PMTCT mentor mother, Mrs. Rachel Ignatius. She speaks about stigmatization of another woman in one of Akwaibom's community.
I just had a call from Ewed Street that a pastor had to send out somebody causing her. She's HIV positive and they're drumming it behind her. Ewed Street here in Wio. So they've sent me the contact of the pastor, which I'm about talking to him this evening. We have a lot of challenges concerning stigma, and that is the major fuel. Because when you see somebody that has disclosed being stigmatized and discriminated upon facing a lot of humiliation, you will not love to come out. And these are the people that are spreading the virus, those that are living in self-denials. They don't want to own up their status because of environmental stigma and discrimination. It breaks my heart because my hands are tied. I cannot do anything because the anti-stigma law is not in place. So what will you use to prosecute these people?
And another story shared by a member of Ashwan.
I remember one lady in Ikorekpene when I was at a Senudem. She came crying to me that she sent her children to go and buy something and I drove them away. They can't sell for them that their mother is HIV positive. So other people out there, they are facing a lot. Women that sell food, nobody will buy from them. They say they are HIV positive. Some will even go to market to sell. But because people knew their status, they won't buy from them. They think even getting money from them, they will be infected. So if the stigma bill is being passed to law, it will help other people.
Women living with HIV in Akwaibom are clamoring for a piece of legislation to tackle the issue of stigma and discrimination in the state. On the 26th day of February 2015, former Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan signed the Anti-Stigmatization and Discrimination Bill into law. The Act has been in existence for about 9 years now, but is yet to be domesticated by some states in Nigeria. Akwaibom is one of the states without the law. In September this year, lawmakers in Akwaibom passed into law a bill to prohibit the stigmatization and discrimination against persons living with HIV and AIDS. This piece of legislation aims to protect the rights and dignity of people living with the virus. It is the second time the bill has been passed, but is yet to get executive assent. This leaves hopes rising again as the state governor, Pastor Omoina, is expected to sign the bill into law. As stakeholders keep their fingers crossed for this piece of legislation, conversations have been opened on its implementation. The State Agency for the Control of AIDS at its HIV Gender and Human Rights States Response Team inauguration event in September re-echoed the impact the law will have on Akwaibom's HIV prevention. Here the program manager of the agency, Dr. Enobong Akpan, as well as the state coordinator for UNAIDS, Dr. Idayat Uthman, speak.
We are going to harmonize all the various efforts in the states as regards HIV, gender, and human rights, and the state's response to that effect. The constitution and inauguration of this committee wouldn't have come at a better time than now that we just had the anti-stigma and discrimination bill passed into law. And hopefully, the governor will assent to that law to make it a state law.
I'm sure, along with my other colleagues who experienced the same happiness a couple of years ago, I'm very hopeful that within the shortest possible time, this law will be accepted by the state government. There have been quite a number of human rights violations, especially amongst the PMHIV and the KB. And most times, more often than not, nothing usually comes out of it because there's really no law that has been promulgated to actually punish offenders.
If saving more infants from the virus is top on the list of the HIV prevention priorities, then mothers need safe spaces to access treatment to get to a point of elimination of mother-to-child transmission of HIV. Tackling stigma and discrimination is even more profound, particularly as we work towards the 2030 target of ending HIV and AIDS.